Hi everybody, Stacey Calder here from the Business Success Network and Magazine. Yes, I am here with a new series for the podcast, and I'm really excited about this one actually, because it is, I'll be honest, this, even though this is number one, this is the last one I've recorded. So I have already recorded all of the brilliant episodes with some fantastic guests. And I can only tell you that they are amazing. They are full of top tips, of tools, of techniques that you can use to grow you and grow your business, which we know is the whole ethos of the Business Success Network, right? So I am incredibly excited because we've got the podcast running. We've had some brilliant experts on there. But myself and Gary Jones, who is my podcasting expert, as you know, he does all the stuff behind the scenes, like the tech stuff. He tells me off when I can't stop giggling at guests, all that kind of thing. We got together. This was going to be a mini series, you know, like 5 minute podcasts where I would just talk on a subject. And actually, when I looked down my list of all those different assets that you can use to build your credibility, to build that authority in your industry, I said to Gary, I said, this is ridiculous. I could talk all day about this. But also, I love a podcast where it has not just one person in. So, yes, I could have talked about all the different assets that we've talked about. As you guys know, it's what I do within this network. I talk a lot about those marketing assets. I help people to build and create them and what they need next kind of thing. But actually, what I wanted to do is bring in our experts, our friends within the network that absolutely are in their arena, that they are that authority within their industry. And so the idea kind of grew. Plus, I don't shut up. Let's face it, I've already waffled on for 2 minutes. So it went from being a mini series to a standalone series, which is how to use assets to build your authority. Now, we have got some fantastic episodes coming up, as I say, with some amazing experts. But what I wanted to do is give you kind of this section one, if you like, this issue, this edition is just an intro into that. So why would you watch and listen to the rest of the podcast? Well, honestly, like I've just said, tools, tips, techniques to grow you and grow your business from a range of different experts. We've had Simon Clements talking about design. We've had Raj Sharma talking about print. We've had Sass Huntwood talking about storytelling. We've had Matt Richardson, who absolutely, you know, we were a very serious podcast until we had him on and it just went to pot. As you will hear when you listen to that one, keep an open mind, because it took me and Matt double the time of all the others because we were just laughing at each other so much. So we've had Matt Richardson talking about merchandise. We've had Vicky Head talking about photography. I am going to run out of all these names here because I'm doing it off the top of my head. We've had Gary Jones talking about podcasting, of course. I mean, in fact, that was so good. We were going to talk about podcasting and socials. And actually what we got to talk about was podcasting with a little bit of socials thrown in there, because it was just so, so good. And then today I'm going to share with you some tips about you, but also about why you are the biggest asset. And also we're going to look at your pitch, your kind of networking, that kind of thing. We've also got the one and only Brad Burton on this series, and he's going to be looking at speaking opportunities and how you can use that as an authority. So we have got an incredible lineup within this podcast, and I'm excited. It's being released. I'm filming this on the Friday. It's being released on Monday. We're gonna do something slightly different. We're gonna release the whole series in one, so that if you are tuned in and you're ready and you're liking the sound of this, you can just flick through and you can listen to your heart's content. So what an amazing podcast, right? Amazing lineup of people, as I said, and a great list of topics. And people often say to me, you know, we talk assets and it's not always what you think. An asset, a marketing asset, there's so many out there. And actually, when I talk and when I do lots of kind of speaking gigs and trainings, when we're in the subscription pro group, we talk about assets a lot, and I kind of have this document, this flyer, if you like, this handout, and it has my top 30 on there. So you can imagine there's lots of different assets out there, and things have changed lately. You know, they have changed because of lockdown. You know, how long ago did you last hand out a business card? How long ago did you put up a roller banner? These kinds of things. These were all great marketing assets beforehand. Things have changed slightly now. Now we've gone online. You know, Matt actually talks about this a lot in his podcast, where he talks about what merch nowadays that you should be sending to people. So, like I say, loads and loads of nuggets. But today, as I said, I wanted to talk about the biggest asset in any business, which is you. No one is going to be as passionate about your business as you are, whether you've got a team of employees, whether you outsource stuff, whether, you know, we've all got cheerleaders, and I talk about this quite a lot. It's really important to find those people that are going to cheer on your business. But nobody will be as passionate, as driven about your business as you. And that makes you your biggest asset by far. You know, yes, business cards are great. Yes, banners are great, as is merchandise and is photography. But you are the driving force behind that, which makes you your biggest chance of success. You know, we talk about business success a lot within this network, obviously, but that means different things to different people. So whatever your vision of success is, you are your biggest chance of getting there. So have a think, because when we're running a business, when we're new to business, in fact, we can often be looking to the sides and wondering, looking at our competitors and thinking, I'm not as good as them. You know, they've got better products, they've got a better pitch, they've got all these kinds of things. They're not you. They may have a similar business. And in fact, I'm not a big fan of competitors. I'm a great fan of collaboration, but that's kind of a different subject. That's a podcast all on its own. But you are your biggest asset. So even if you are looking at your competitors, and it's okay to keep a healthy eye on them, if it makes you negative, or if it stresses you out, stop. Run your own race. As Brad Burton, who is on this podcast, will always say to you, you've got to run your own race, put your blinkers on. It's really key. But actually, you know, have a think. There may be network marketers that are listening to this podcast. There might be people, I work and I network with a lot of accountants. In fact, I interviewed Carl Ford this week about accountants and what makes them different. Everyone has a different business because it's got them in it, which makes it unique. So have a think. You could be a publisher. You could be selling children's books. You could be a personal trainer, and you will have many, many competitors or people that you collaborate with. But what makes you different? What makes you stand out? Why would people buy from you and not them? That's the thing you've got to think about when you're thinking about you as an asset, when you're thinking of telling your story, as Sass will talk about later on in the series. What makes you stand out? You know, there are lots of networks out there. There are lots of podcasts out there. Why are you listening to me today? Well, hopefully I'm going to share some information that you find credible, that you think, ah, yeah, golden nugget there, light bulb moment. I can take that from that. But also you might have come across the network via YouTube or by a different podcast or the magazine, whatever it is. That's how I stand out. That's how I'm different. The years and years of experience previous to that. Even with my previous company, when I left there and I started this and we rebranded, I said I didn't want to be compared to them. So what was going to make me different? Well, the magazine, the branding, the way it is, the way I talk, the way we bring in all these experts rather than it just being, you know, about that people in that organization. That's what makes it different. That's what makes it stand out. We're coming from a place of, this isn't about me taking in all the work. This is about me saying, hey, yeah, I've got an expert in that. Oh, you need a website? Brilliant. Chris Dawes. Oh, you need some photography? Great. Let's speak to Vicky Head. It's about recognizing all these experts around us and building a community around those kinds of things. Because let's face it, that's my passion, is building those communities, whether it's online, offline, just love it. So that's what makes me stand out. What makes you stand out? Grab a piece of paper, have a think, write it down, do a bit of a mind map, write down all those things that makes you different, that makes you stand out. Why do customers buy your products and services? Now, yes, we could talk about their pain points. We could talk about all those different things. But what's the message that you're giving out? And we're going to talk about message in a minute, because we're going to talk about networking and 40-second or 60-second pitches. Now, I don't really like the word pitch, because that makes you think of sales. It's that relationship building. It's getting to know each other so that you feel comfortable in buying each other's stuff, basically. So we're going to have a think about that in just a minute. But what is it about you that makes customers buy from you? I get told an awful lot that people buy from me, that they use my services because I feel like I'm part of the team, and they know that they can trust me to get on with my job or get on with whatever they've, contracted me to do, and that I care. You know, this isn't just right here. This is a piece of client work. I'm going to work on it 9 to 5, job done. Tick exercise, off we go. Most of my clients will know that if it's 10 p.m. at night, and I'm not saying I don't have boundaries because I do, but if it's 10 p.m. at night and I am scrolling through my phone, and we're going to talk about stopping the scroll with Vicky in a later episode, and I see something that is actionable or just needs a little quick comment or something like that, I'll absolutely do that. Why wouldn't you? It's about, you know, that mushroom effect that's building that community. So have a think. Why do your customers and your clients come to you? What are you working on for you now? What personal development have you got going on? I am not the Stacey Calder I was 10, 11 years ago when I started this self-employed journey, when I started the Business Success Network, but it was in a very different format. God, way back then, I was Stacey Calder, the confidence coach. You know, 11 years ago, I was running a networking company for mums in business. It was very, very different to what it looks like today, because I've grown. I love personal development. I absolutely love it. You know, that's why the catch line to the magazine and to the network is to grow you and grow your business. I'm a firm believer that if you grow you, of course your business is going to grow. Your ideas, your motivation, the fact that you inspire others, it's all part of the process. So have a think. Again, you've got your notepad, your notepaper. Write it down. What are you working on now? What are you working on next? So it could be personal development. It could be some books. It could be listening to podcasts. It could be that you need some extra training, some new skills, some business development. Whatever that is, I'd love to hear from you about what that is, actually. Maybe that could be your comments on this podcast, what you're going to do, having listened to this podcast and having thought about those personal development things you need to work on. What is it? And what are your expertise? You know, we talk marketing assets. That's a big thing, you know. Social media, huge thing. And people say to me, oh, you're a social media expert. Yes, I am. I've been doing it for, 11 years now. But actually, I would go further than that, and I would niche it down, and I would say, actually, my expertise is that I grow online communities. I love that whole building Facebook groups, getting people engaging, just really building that connection. Don't get me wrong. I love the outward facing socials, the Twitter, the LinkedIn, Instagram. You need those. You need that. I always say they're like your billboard to the public. But actually, once you get them into a group and you can nurture them, and you're building your super fans, you're building your army of followers that might not be ready to buy from you yet, but they will be. And they shout about you. And this kind of brings me nicely into this whole networking thing now, where, You know, if you're in a group and you are showing up and you're showing authority in your industry and you're showcasing your expertise, people will start to recommend you. And it is the same in networking meetings, the same in networking groups. And so most networking groups will allow you to do kind of a 40-second, a 60-second, a two-minute pitch where you get to come in and give a brief description about you, your business, what it is you're looking for, because that will help other members of that networking group, you know, associate it. Oh, yes, I know that person. Oh, that would be a good referral for them. So that kind of thing. So you are your best asset. As you know, we've talked about that. We've talked about what makes you different, what makes you stand out. We've talked about why your customers buy from you, what you're working on, personal development, biz development. And we're also talking about your expertise. Now, if you think you are your biggest asset, you are the person that should be out networking. Because again, no one is going to talk as passionately about your business like you. You know, we can send a VA, we can outsource it to a business development manager, absolutely. But you need to be visible too. And a great way of doing that is the networking meetings. So lots of different ones. At the minute, I'm focusing a lot on online meetings because the face-to-face at the minute with lockdown isn't happening. But just think about it. We're not going to be locked down forever. Face-to-face will be coming back really soon. So have a think about your networking strategy. Think about your pitch. You know, I said I don't really like the word pitch, but, you know, message me with new words for it, because essentially it is a pitch. So who are you? That's a really key thing. Hi, I'm Stacey Calder from the Business Success Network and Magazine. People know who I am and where I'm from. Know who it's aimed at. So who is in that networking meeting? What kind of networking event is it? Is it an industry related one? So are they more your peers than your customers or potential customers? Just know who your pitch is aimed at. So it could be, I'm looking for XYZ. I help people that XYZ. Let them know what problem you can solve. It's no point saying, hi, I'm Stacey Calder and I help people to create marketing assets, because half of the room probably don't know what a marketing asset is, or they've never heard that terminology. So I tend to say I help people get more visible. A lot of people that will network me in the last 6 months, I've said, I'm Stacey Calder from the Business Success Network. I help people to get seen online, in print and face to face. Online covers the socials and all the online community stuff. In print covers the magazine. Face to face is your networking events. Now, I know, like I say, this is about as face to face as we get at the minute, these online ones. If you're watching this on YouTube, obviously you can see my face. If you're watching it on Spotify and all the other podcasting apps, then no, it's not like a networking event at all. You're just going to hear me waffling on. So have a think about that. Have a think about what problems you can solve. For me, I'm helping people that are not as visible as they want to be, get more confident, give them those assets, whether it's in the magazine, whether it's helping them with their social media, to project their message out there. So that's the problem I'm solving. I'm solving that confidence of getting someone that knows they need to be more visible, getting them out there. Ask for referrals. It's not about who's in that room. So make sure in your pitch you're saying, I would like to speak to people that would love their own magazine, companies that need to raise their profile in the local area, whatever it is. Practice it. Practice your pitch. Don't go in saying, oh, I haven't got, you know, oh, I'm Stacey and I don't really know what I'm going to say. Even if it's just a few bullet points, just have that practice time so that you know you've got everything covered. And say one thing well. I've heard a lot of pitches where they will say, oh, I do this and I do this. And oh, I've got a second business that I do this. And actually in my spare time, I do this. People are lost. Just say one thing well. That's it. There might be different parts to your business. Focus on a different part each time if you like, but just say one thing. And it's only 40, 60 seconds. Some people give you 2 minutes, which you get a little bit longer. But again, less is often more. So I've shared with you quite a lot in this 20 minutes, actually. We've talked about you being your biggest asset. We've talked about networking and networking events. Find networking events. There's loads out there. Google. As many of you will know, I am a host and an ambassador for Four Networking. They run online events. They also doing face-to-face when it comes back. There is lots and lots of different things out there. I'm also, since October, I've been a One Networking, which is a referral-based networking business organization. And that is based on, again, lots of referrals and being in a group that meets week in, week out, and having those relationships where I can say, yes, I know a web designer. Yes, I know that person. And being confident that I can recommend them. So there's lots of different ones out there. If we go back 10 years, you know, I was running coffee mornings for mums in business, very chilled out, very relaxed, you know, come along, buy a coffee. Let's just openly network. I've been to industry ones. I've even found myself I'm not even sure how this happened, in a big networking training event for, let's say, heating supplies. So there was me, probably two other women, and a hell of a lot of heating suppliers, plumbing, boiler people. Madness. How I got there, well, I do know, because I was coaching a general manager at the time. But, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of these events. You just don't. And I found it absolutely fascinating. So I've been Stacey Calder. I am from the Business Success Network and Magazine and podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today. And as I said, go and check out the rest of the series, because I have got some fantastic guests and they are all experts in their industry.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. And until next time, I'll see you soon.